from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's too late!
Are you rethinking this whole
it's
thing?
It's too late to apologize.
Nope. Making a mockery of it.
Take this seriously.
Listen.
Don't you know how serious this
stuff
is?
You know what I'm serious about? Them high notes, them things hard to hit.
Yeah, you can't do it.
For real.
You got to quit it.
I can't do it. It's too late.
You know who feels that?
Apologize.
Our audience, whose ears are hurting every time this happens.
But you know what, though? I haven't gotten any mean and hurtful tweets yet. I shouldn't have said that, because they're probably coming
they're
in
way.
3, 2, 1.
I'm going to send you one until you apologize.
All right. Mean and hurtful.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You're willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos. We were hard on him. We really were as a fan base. I sat here and said on June 17th, this guy stinks and does nothing well in a baseball
field.
See,
that's what it is. You're mad because you said he stinks.
Technically,
he did stink.
He was playing poorly, but as a player in the big leagues now for 12 years, he's better than stinks. Maybe he's closer to average than great, but he doesn't stink.
I've kind of always felt that way about players in general. But I kind of like, when you say stuff like that, I kind of let it cook.
Some players,
what's his name? Tua. Not Tua. The other one.
Taiwan.
No, Taiwan.
Taiwan
Tobias.
Stinks.
Like,
no,
you see the champion, the crappiest players.
Marcus Mariota, that's who it was.
He was bad. He stunk. All right, you want to apologize to Nick Castellanos. And, of course, with Eagles, are you confident this roster is better than last year's? Coming up in just a few minutes, Kylie Kelce is going to hop on. She's going to tell us about the T-shirt her and Jason are designing. Obviously, the passion she has for the Eagles Radiothon. Here, EaglesRadiothon.com. Text midday to 53209 to make a donation right now. And 1 o'clock, coming up around 1 o'clock, we have another giveaway. There's so much going on today, so much. We have a giveaway to the Atlantic City Boat Show. So I'll tell you about how you can win that one. And of course, we're looking for the best Eagles chant. The best Eagles chant we hear today will get into our WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. We draft tonight. So the stipulation of this one is you got to be able to be at Chickies tonight in South Philly at 5 o'clock. Live draft. Can't wait to be there. Hugh, have you started your prep for the Fantasy League? Draft prep.
As far as prep, you mean like looking at who I'm going to draft?
Yeah, the draft prep.
No.
Okay.
This prep should be trying to stay awake for this draft.
Yeah, that. No gummies tonight. get there in a timely fashion and then take it from there. Like, I'm not as – like, I've noticed around these parts that y'all take this draft way serious.
Well, that's why you're finishing last.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to get me some good players, but it's like I'm not – man, listen. I'm not a fantasy football guy. And I have noticed that – The type of attention that I have to pay to fantasy football, I ain't really got that.
You got to be on the waiver wire.
We need to incentivize this with a punishment for last
place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be it. If we set the punishment as eating something he doesn't like to eat, he might be on that waiver
wire. Y'all might as well go ahead and do that now, because I'm going to probably finish last. Because the waiver wire, I get killed on the waiver wire. I had a pretty decent team last year.
You gotta be quick.
And I got killed on the waiver wire. I thought I was quick. I was putting in names of people like before, and I never got them. So I was a little bit upset.
All right, we'll see who enters the league with us tonight. Best Eagles chant we hear wins that a spot in the league, and, of course, a pair of tickets to Eagles watch party coming up on September 6th. All right, let's get to the phones here. Kenny from the Dirty 30. I have a feeling he's gonna show people how a real Eagles chant is done. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. Look, it's been driving me crazy. I just wanted to demonstrate the proper Eagles cheer. But Joe, real quick, I have to commend you. Because one thing I've always admired about you since you've been on the radio is whenever you say something outlandish and it proves to be wrong, you apologize. And I love that about you, that you admit when you're wrong. I mean, you know, for a man, the three hardest things to say is, I was wrong, I'm sorry, and Worcestershire sauce. So.
I haven't mastered the last one, but I'm really good at the first two. I'm wrong and sorry all the time, Kenny.
I love you.
No, that one's not that hard.
It kind of is.
What's wrong with you?
In honor of Joe Apollo-DeLeo and Homeless Hugh, here is the proper way to do an Eagles chant by Kenny the 30-30 and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Are you ready?
Ready.
We have a different year, different coaches, different players. A motivated quarterback, and no matter what, Dallas still sucks. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I like that.
Now that's an Eagles chant. The Dallas sucks in there.
He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, that's a seasoned Eagles chant. Kenny, it sounds like you're ready for week one. That's what I'm hearing.
I can't wait. Football season.
We're back.
Everybody, this is the last weekend until mid-February. Football. So everybody kiss their wives and say goodbye. I will see you at Valentine's Day. Go Birds!
Love you, Kenny. Appreciate it. Kenny's right. I mean, it is. Everyone has to... Yeah, I probably have to have that conversation this weekend. Like, yeah, we'll see. We'll talk in February.
But do you really? Because most, I would think there's a lot of, especially Eagles fans, a lot of women that are Eagles fans, so they're probably telling their boyfriends that, you know, I probably won't see you either.
Well, yeah, if you're watching
probably
together.
Probably mutual.
Yeah, then it could be fine here. That was a big-time Eagles chant by Kenny. I mean, he felt that.
And Kenny's big time.
Kenny's right. I am not afraid to say I'm wrong or I'm sorry when I'm wrong or I'm sorry. It's very easy. I mean, it's just, Hugh, you got to just...
I don't feel like I need to apologize to Nick Castellanos for doing his job.
But the fan base does. And I'm trying to lead us down the right path.
I don't think they should. I think they should just be who they are. And I think it motivates. It helps keep him motivated.
You don't think we were a little hard on Nick compared to other players?
Nah.
Well, I here's why I do. Because I think, I'll just speak for myself, I went to a level that was probably too much on how bad he was.
But Joe, you do that all the time.
I don't think I do.
You do.
That's why you said earlier you want to apologize to Trey. I'm not apologizing to Trey.
No, but I'm saying
Trey's not a $300 million player.
You wished that you could undo the contract.
I did, because
that's
he's not worth the money.
That's strong. That's really strong.
But I'm not apologizing
for it. I didn't tell you were wrong. I think you're wrong for apologizing now, because I think somebody, like, you've been snatched by the invasion of the body snatchers.
I am the same me you saw yesterday. Same guy I'll be here tomorrow.
It don't feel like it. Feels like something happened last night. You were watching the game. You got caught up in that press conference, didn't you? He had his hat all to one side, and he talked about the batting order that he's in and how he's protected now.
Clifford Robinson moment?
Clifford Robinson go up for the ball. Clifford Robinson, the only one coming down with it. That's what he did yesterday.
Was his name Clifford Robinson or something?
Clifford Franklin.
Played for the Blazers.
Yeah.
That was a real guy.
Clifford Franklin. Yeah, it was Clifford Franklin.
You ever see The Replacements, Kyle?
No.
Oh, come on.
Kyle misses some good TV.
I know.
I don't understand.
I think you'd enjoy it. It's a good football movie.
It really
What year did it come out?
1999.
Out.
What do you mean?
Before 2000.
You know, that's just blasphemy. There are good movies that came out.
No, it looks like actually it came out in 2000. So
oh, okay.
Back in.
All right. There's your line of demarcation right there. Let's talk to Steve at Trenton. What's up, Steve?
Steve?
Hey, 1 second.
You got it, Steve. What's up?
Oh. Hey, Joe. Good to talk to you. Good morning.
Hey, Steve. What's up?
I just think there's no way, you know, you really need to apologize to Nick. I mean, if somebody does you wrong, like say somebody you got something and somebody breaks it and you get mad and then they fix it for you, I mean, you still rightfully got mad because they broke it. Like, it's It's no problem. He was playing bad and he deserved it. You don't got to say sorry. But
all right, Steve, let me attack that for a second. You're right. That's fair, right? If someone breaks something of yours, you get mad and then they fix it. You don't have to apologize for getting mad. But what if in the midst of getting mad, you said, you're dumb, you're stupid, you're the worst person I ever met? That probably deserves an apology because it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, if you said he was stinking it up at the time, you know, he was playing like trash. So if you said he was playing like trash, there's nothing. You didn't say anything wrong. You didn't say anything
about his
like
kids. Or, yeah,
no, and I would never do that. Yeah, I don't do that kind of stuff.
You ain't saying about his mama.
No, I wouldn't do that. No way. No, Steve, you, I agree with you on that. I just feel like when I said he does nothing well on a baseball field, he does, right? He has probably close to, 200 home runs now in the big leagues? I think he has over 200. Like, he's not a terrible player. I just said he was in June.
He was playing pretty bad then, but true, yeah. To put it on his whole career is one thing. But as far as the birds, too, man, I couldn't be more excited. You know, I really have ramped up for the season. I feel like the offense is ready to go. That luxury defense don't matter, but the offense is going to 33-34 game.
I'll be
right in Philly for that draft or right at four. So I'm hoping to get in there.
All right, Steve, let's hear your Eagles chant to get in this league tonight. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
All right, let's go. EAGLES Eagles.
I like the way that ended.
You ramped it up.
That built, Steve. We'll get you in the mix. That built.
Not a fan of you?
That call was better than a chant.
Well, because you're poisoning minds.
No, I'm not.
How do you sleep at night?
Listen, I needed some more enthusiasm.
I thought he ramped up the enthusiasm.
Kenny
sets a high bar.
If Kenny's the bar, it's very hard to reach that.
Well,
that...
you need to probably step outside. We're giving away a spot in fantasy football,
and you get to go to the Eagles watch party.
And you get to go to the watch party. We need you to step your game up. That's unacceptable.
So did you like Jake's better from Jake's earlier better?
Jake's was very good.
Okay,
How do you sleep at night? You have people.
I sleep like a baby.
No, because you have
sleep
good,
like a baby.
You have good fans in the city who look at you like, wow, he was an Eagles Hall of Famer. He had 80 sacks until Joe and Kyle start taking them away over the course of the season. But at one point, he had 80 sacks, okay?
Yes.
And you have people believing that defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
No, he believed it. He gets it because I spit truth.
You poison minds.
No, I don't. I spit the truth. I told you what it was. I don't say anything without basing it on some factual stuff, or at least some stuff that looks like plausible. Looks plausible. I had to laugh at that one.
I'm imagining you as a lawyer in court.
I'm just saying.
Your Honor, this is a fact. Actually, it's plausible.
I say stuff that, no, listen. I know for a fact that I invoke thought when I say something. Like, you might not agree with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact that when I crack this mic and I say certain things, that you're either in the car saying he's an idiot, or maybe that idiot is onto something. Like, I know that's happening.
I think this show, more than any other at WIP, invokes that.
Yeah.
He's an idiot, or maybe he's onto something.
And you know what's funny? I know as much as you pretend like you don't like me, you tune in to hear, but like, what that fool gonna say there? You might say something like that, but you're listening. That's all that matters. You listening?
That might be the tagline for the news.
What that fool gonna say today?
What are those fools
okay
gonna say today? Yeah, I like that one.
I liked him better when he just played football.
And now he tries to tell me defense doesn't matter.
Now they gave this fool a microphone and he's sitting out here talking. Hey, listen, I know I get you to think. That's my job. It's not for me. You don't have to believe anything that's coming out of my mouth.
I don't.
My job is to get you to think. Because a lot of people don't do that. You got to think every now. You got to just open up your mind for new possibilities, man. That's the problem with most folks today. They're closed-minded.
Yeah.
You got to think outside the box sometimes.
You know who's closed-minded? Anyone that won't apologize to Nick Castellanos. John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's up, John. Man? What's up?
And I'm just calling to say I've always been on the Castellanos band. I felt like we shouldn't blame players on the bottom half. We give Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber the luxury of going 0 for 100, and you still believe that, you know, they're good players and all that. And Castellanos, he played every single day. And he actually plays the outfield, unlike Schwarber, who I really, really like. But, you know, he's going out there every day. He's durable. And what is he, like, fourth or fifth in average in the starting lineup and stuff.
He's probably in that range. Yeah, he's up to 250 now, which considering he was at like 200 2 months ago, that's a big jump.
Yeah, and how many times during the season has, you know, Nick Castellanos had a clutch home run or a big hit? And I feel like he got more of them than, you know, a lot of the superstars that are on the team.
He's had quite a few. I mean, I could think of one at least off the top of my head. He hit the game-winning hit against Milwaukee when they were here in
He's had some moments.
In June. Yeah, he has.
But
yeah,
they've been kind of few far between.
Ah, come on here.
Oh, no, I'm not hating. I mean, he's had some moments in the outfield. No, I'm not hating on that, but.
Certified hater, you know, Hugh Douglas.
He's had clutch hits. And, you know, last year in the playoffs, he was hitting well until his bat went cold like everybody else. If you give everybody else the luxury of, hey, they'll bounce back, they're this player, why you get more angry? Why would you get more angry at Nick Castellanos?
He's been a punching bag for a couple years.
For Joe?
No. See, that's why. No, it's not just me. Now, I might be the loudest, but it's not just me. John, give us an Eagles chant. Let's hear it. You ready?
I'm usually monotone. I might need the music. I don't know.
Okay.
Give him some music.
Help him out a little bit.
All right. Listen, week one, we got the cheese heads coming here trying to take our lunch money. Man. What is the Eagle? Trent Cole, Jerome Brown, Reggie White, B-Dawg, Nikhil Spike, Hugh Douglas. Week one, I need you to go out there and hit somebody. I'm talking to you, Trot Jr.
Let's go, John.
Oh, he ramping up. He ramping up.
Oh, I like
that
strong.
One,
John.
Hey, way to finish strong.
You built
though.
Up to that's a good one, John. We'll get you in the mix to be a part
looking
of our draft
good. It wasn't looking good early.
He wasn't lying about needing the ramp up.
He
I mean,
needed
ramp
to psych
up
himself
yes.
into that.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good early, but he finished strong.
Well, that's a good one.
I did like that one. This segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat. Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody going?
How are you doing
We're
today,
good.
Bruce?
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, man, I'm maintaining, man. It's hump day. Hump day today. Apology day. I don't know what that's all about, but I'm
growing
to,
here. We're growing.
I ain't heard of that. Apologize day.
Yeah.
Apologize for what?
Yeah. 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 Well, I don't know about that growing stuff. Look. Let me just put that in perspective because, look, I'm with you on this. Look, think of it like this. Okay, so you're in the office, right? And you're not doing your job, and your boss notices and says, hey, you know, you need to tighten this thing up. And then you tighten up, and you start doing the job that you're getting paid to do. Does your boss come back to you and say, I apologize for offering you criticism or being annoyed about the poor performance that you're being paid to do?
Tell him again. Tell him again.
No. But what if the boss said, you're the worst employee here. You are good at nothing
then
on the job.
You need to go to HR. That's an HR situation.
Well,
okay, that's different, though. That's
well, but that's kind of what I did, yeah.
Well, then that's your personal, and you're right, and I do remember that, and you know what?
I'm apologizing.
I was riding with you on it.
I know. A lot of people were. People forget. They were.
Well, I was one of those ones, too.
So are you willing to apologize now, Bruce?
Hell no, because I'm from Philly. We don't apologize for nothing.
Tell him again, Bruce. Tell him where you're from. He didn't hear you.
No, I'm from Southwest Philly, man.
He told you.
Look, and born and raised. And when I talk trash to you, I'm not taking it back. I'm unapologetic. Man, look, I'll pat you on the back. I'm like, okay, hey, look, we're good. But I'm not apologizing for what I said to you earlier. It just doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm.
Not for a true Philadelphian.
Mm-mm.
Okay? So we don't regret nothing. We love hard and we hate you hard.
All right, I respect that,
no
Bruce.
No regrets.
I respect that. I disagree with it, Bruce. We appreciate it, but I respect it. If you
no regrets.
Now you don't have to apologize. I'll think more highly of you if you do. That's all.
I'm not thinking.
No, it's true. I'm not going to think less of you if you don't. I just like extra credit.
Nah, I don't need no extra credit. He don't need no apology. He'll be all right. Like he's playing well now. You know what I would tell him? Like, hey, Nick, if you're listening, good job. Now I need you to carry that thing into the World Series. I need you to carry that thing into the playoffs.
Are you asking for a lot?
I mean, but, you know, hey, you got your hat tilted to the side, Clifford Franklin. You're talking about how you hitting in the order now. I need you to carry that throughout. I need that to be the same energy that you had last night. It's the same energy that I need you to carry for, what, 25 more games and beyond.
You know what it is, too, with Castellanos? Sometimes I think we overdo how important he is, right? He's not as important as Harper or Turner or Schwarber. But you know what it does when he's hitting? It elongates the lineup, right? Like, you go from having, you know, you've had your top four that have been pretty much there the whole season. Schwarber, mm-hmm. Turner, Harper, boom. You get a fifth or sixth guy going, they have a lot. It's a lot. Most teams don't have five or six, good, productive hitters. Most mm-hmm. teams have three or four, and then you try to mix and match, and hopefully you get enough out of the other guys. The Phillies, if Castellanos is hitting, and they get one more guy at the bottom, whether it be JT, whether it be Stott, whether it be Marsh, one of those other guys, all of a sudden you got six hitters that you could count on, and he's been that for 2 months.
Yeah, and that's what he's basically doing, Joe. But I don't think you get any extra credit for going out there and doing what you should have been doing the whole time.
It's not extra credit. It's really more about us than it is about him. I agree. Yeah, he doesn't need the apology.
Well, you need to get over it then.
Well, I don't think you should apologize. I'm trying to get over it by doing this with everybody. I'm putting myself out there. Just because you're afraid to apologize doesn't mean that everyone else.
I'm afraid to apologize. I'm not afraid. I just don't feel the need to.
Kyle, what do you feel on this? Well,
Hugh wonders why it's hard to say I love you, and he's telling you need to get over it. There's no sorries. You got to get over it.
I'm just saying. It's like I don't think you need an apology in this situation. But doing your job months late. You're months late.
I think it shows growth to say I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't feel like he was wrong though. I feel like he was on brand.
Hugh, he said he does nothing well on the baseball field.
Because he was frustrated.
Joe was an idiot.
How many times?
Say it.
On a daily basis.
I was a dummy.
How many times on a daily basis do fans call in? And bum, the word bum is thrown around. And I'm like, wow, bum is so strong.
Yeah, there are a lot of bums around
bum.
Here. Yeah.
Bum is like the
like
go-to.
Like Taiwan Walker.
Taiwan yes. Walker's a bum.
I'm gonna give him his props tonight. I'm gonna go here and cheer for him because we need him. How about that? How about we stop doing that because he's a major league pitcher? Since we're all in our feelings now. Since we're giving standing ovations.
No, we're not.
And we're giving apologies out. Let's do what I said to do earlier. Let's go get some jerseys and go give him the slow. Let's give him a clap when he's out there on the mound when he starts.
You of all people are willing to waste money on a Taiwan Walker jersey?
I'm not going
to
do that.
Come on, man.
I'm not going
to
do that.
You wouldn't even donate $6 to get him out of here.
Don't talk about it. Buddy.
Definitely would not vote. Give him that $6.
And I don't expect a big standing O for Taiwan tonight. In fact, I expect a hearty boo when the Astros
bomb. They're not going to be vicious in there.
What?
You think people are going to boo him tonight?
Let me paint the picture. It's the second inning, and the Astros have already hit two
home
runs.
You said second inning. I meant at the beginning. They're not going to boo him at the beginning.
It's not going to be a hearty round of applause when he takes the mound. Does he deserve that?
I'm willing to bet yes, because since we're all in our fields today, yes. I got a feeling they're going to give him a nice little paw.
I mean, 90% of the people the other day voted in our poll wanted him DFA'd.
No, they did. That was the other day. And then
Oh, things have changed?
Yeah, they're beating the Astros right now.
Yeah, well, they are. Two wins in a row against the Astros.
Yeah, so now we're trying to close this thing out. So, yes, they're going to give him one.
I can't get a read sometimes how your mind works. You won't apologize to Nick, but you want to cheer Taiwan Walker.
No, because I'm saying since we're being all warm and fuzzy today, let's be warm and fuzzy to Taiwan.
I think we're trying to grow, and it would grow the team if he's out of here. Josh in Wilmington.
This is not the Philadelphia that I remember.
What's up? It's just because no one apologized to you when you had a bad game. That's what this is about. What's up, Josh?
Yo, boys. What's going on?
Hey,
what's up,
Josh.
Man?
No, not a whole lot. I first would like to just get it done and over with, right? Nick Castellanos, I apologize to the guy because I'll tell you, for two seasons, I've literally had him on my why did we acquire him list. This is crap. You know, you name it. I was up and down the river on him, and I'll tell you just why I
got that cricket.
The one and only is, you take a look at this year, mm-hmm. in some very, very needy situations, he's been clutch. And let's pile on. Look at the amount of percentage points his batting average over the past month and a half. You know what I mean? Like, the proof is in the pudding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's gone from, like, 200, you know, bottom 200, to he's hitting 250 now.
He's at the Mendoza. Yeah. He's over 250. So, I mean, look, dude, you know what? Good for you, Nick Castellanos. You know who's now on the list? Bryson Stott. And I'm going to tell you, the last time that Taiwan Walker took the mound, I turned it off. And I've been on a sabbatical from the Phillies until we started the Houston series. And if you believe that, then I got plenty more lies I could tell you, because once I heard the girls in the living room cheering on Saturday, of course, I go in there, and then I stuck with it both of those games. And, you know, I got pulled right back in real fast after telling you boys I was taking a
weekend
off.
It's all right. We all do it. It happens to the best of us. You get roped back in. But you see how easy it was, Hugh? Josh hopped on and said, I'm sorry. It's so easy.
But it was one caveat that you missed. He said for 2 years.
He ripped him.
Yeah, he's been ripping him.
So now he's apologizing.
So 2 years in, now you want to apologize? And he just started to do what
it's
he was supposed to do 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
You know, listen, you know why?
Why?
It's because that guy took some serious, you know, venom from me within the friendly confines of my living room. But I'll tell you, man, it was getting old watching that dude come to the plate. And now... You know, I'm looking at Nick Castellanos through a different lens.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
So basically, it took him 2 years to do what he was supposed to do when he got here. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Sometimes it takes a while.
It takes a while for things to find
their level.
I feel like me and Josh live on the same planet because that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
Josh, it is ridiculous too. And you know, you know, what's funny. Excuse me, Perv Griffin. Now, and I'm going to tell you something again, Hugh. I just got off the point of my route where, I mean, I could literally cause a 4-car pileup to school's back in session.
Uh-oh.
See, that's kind of bad. Like, please let it be at least a college. Is it a college?
Oh, it's a university. Yeah, it's a big university. University.
I'm in that age now where the college girls are not like
you don't want to be the creepy old guy.
No, I'm definitely the creepy old guy.
Man, aren't you?
Yeah, jeez, but you know man, what though? But you know what it is though? You know what it is, Josh? Because I think about it now, because my daughter just graduated from college. And I remember her when she was a baby, and now she's a woman. Yeah. And now now you're looking at that was somebody's baby. You know what I mean?
I got a daughter too.
All right, Josh.
Now that's pervy.
Josh, give us
from the king.
Josh, let's hear it. All right, let's hear an Eagles chant. You ready?
I'm ready.
That wasn't bad.
That's a good
that's
one.
Good.
He even got the echo in the phone.
Yeah,
there.
That's right. I do like that people are conscientious and pulling it a little bit away from their face so that they're not, you know, getting it's not
yes.
cutting. It.
Yeah, people are figuring it out. All right, 215-592-9494. We have a lot to do here on the show. Your phone calls. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? It's not that hard. Just say, I'm sorry, Nick. I apologize. I did it earlier. Kylie Kelsey to join us in studio for Radiothon, as well as some Kelsey brother trivia. Spot in the Fantasy League is open. Give us your best Eagles chant. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. It's Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Eagles Radiothon. You could text midday to 53209 to donate. There's also a ton of great things you can donate on, Hugh Douglas. And joining us right now to talk about it, in studio, we have Ryan Hammond from the Eagles Autism Foundation and Kylie Kelsey. How you guys doing? Kylie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're great. Thank you for coming in here today.
Thank you for having us a part of this, man. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing.
No, you guys bring all the energy, the passion, and the money.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are helping us raise a lot of money.
Yeah, and speaking of raising some money, man, we got this Philadelphia Eagles autograph signing assistant. That's up for auction, man. Right now, I don't know what the bid is because we haven't been keeping up with it. But listen, this is an autograph signing session where you could be the assistant to, I don't know, maybe Jalen Hurts.
Absolutely.
Maybe Devontae Smith. Who knows? You need to bid on this item right now, man, because this is pretty cool because you get to bid. I remember when they used to do this when way back in
you
the day.
You remember
when
they
I was
lined
there.
Up yeah. with the footballs and the helmets and you had
and you would
your
have
arm
to sign
at the end.
Them.
We yeah. have to give you candy.
Yes, and nice little choice beverages and everything. They were all like not adult beverages, but you know, like Gatorade and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a good time, man. So this is something you need to bid on this, but you must be 18 years old to do this. But it's a great item, man. So we need some bids on that. We need some money.
You need to be 18 to bid, but we prefer kids being the signing session assistants because sometimes it's a little weird as an adult. Like, can you, go to Jalen and sign? No? Okay.
Not really. Like an adult. Some adults are like I've never grown up and I'm 53 and I'm still, playing video games every night and,
Well, yeah. You're an item to play video games
playing
against
video
you.
Yes, I mean,
that's how we're marketing you.
Look at that. Look at it with the great segue.
They knew how to market you here. Yeah. They knew about that. So Kylie, you and Jason.
Wheelhouse.
You and Jason are going to design a shirt together for this? That's pretty cool.
We are. Yes. We're very excited. Jason did the shirt a few years ago.
Yeah.
But
before Kylie was famous.
Ryan loves to poke fun at me.
Blowing up like the World Trade.
I feel
that
so...
That was bad. Let me pull that back. That was a biggie line, though, by the way. Let me pull that back.
I feel bad that people have to see us as much as they do, but here we are, so we're gonna make it work for charity, and we'll get a shirt out there specifically for Radiothon. We're really excited about it.
So it's not a bad thing, though. I think it's kind of cool because, I don't know how Joe feels, but it's kind of like you guys are like, obviously your family, your Eagles family. And I was just telling Jason earlier, like, everywhere I go, I see his face now. And it's kind of cool because it's almost like you it's like your kids when you watch them grow and they come into their own.
Sure.
You guys are coming into your own now, and it's awesome to
see. You're all grown up, Kai.
It's so bad.
So we just spoke to Jason. They're also doing the Philly Christmas album again. He seemed really excited about it. Again, it feels like that's one of the things he really loves to do.
It is definitely a passion project that turned into something that I don't think anyone involved thought it could become. The first time Jason told me about it, he was like, I think we should do a Christmas album. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And then he played the first couple recordings for me, and it was an immediate switch of, oh, no, wait, this is actually a great idea. And the amount of money that they've been able to raise and the number of charities that have been impacted by donations through the Christmas album has been so impressive. And to be able to incorporate it in something here with Radiothon, something that we as a family are super passionate about, supporting the Eagles Autism Foundation, it goes full circle.
See, I have a question. Like, how hard is it to create or design a shirt? Because I'm pretty sure at this point, like, just being the creative duo that you guys are, that you have a ton of ideas running through your mind at all times. So how hard is it to kind of just nail down one? Because I'm pretty sure you probably wake up in the morning and you have one idea. And then as the day progresses, you're like, well, no, wait a minute. I kind of like this better. So how hard is that to do?
I'll tell you what. My husband is an idea guy. He is so good at just coming up with ideas and sort of snowballing.
Not the most fashionable, though.
No.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I wear pajamas to work every day. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So that's where we, I think we luck out because we have Matthew in the graphic design department at the Eagles who will help us sort of reel it in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really only involved to mix it up a little bit. So hopefully we can get the foot on the gas pedal here and make sure that we have the best design possible.
Well, I'm sure people are going to love it. What you guys come up with, it's the EaglesRadiothon.com. So, Ryan, tell us about some of the events, maybe things we haven't talked about yet, or maybe some stuff that you think people would really enjoy to bid on.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of autographed merchandise. In fact, if you look at the different player jerseys, we have practice-worn jerseys. So those are specific EAF jerseys worn at the public practice that also raises money for the foundation. So they have the energy green numbers, the EAF patch. They're worn by the players. You have photos of them wearing it, and then they take it off their back. And Greg Delmetro, shout out to him. He's in the equipment room getting the guys to sign them and then getting over the jerseys to Eagles Autism Foundation. We have really great experiences like escape room, and we really try and match the energy and enthusiasm that the players have to what they do off the field, similar to Hugh in the video games. Because we want it to be authentic. Like, Saquon really likes to golf. So for him, it was natural when he said, I want to get involved, that we created a golf item for him, because, like, anytime, anywhere. So it's a lot of fun. And even, you know, Jason's Christmas album and Lane and Jordan being involved, like, it's already a fundraiser that raised $3 million, which we happen to benefit from a grant from. And then we could turn that into exponential fundraising for this experience. It's up to almost $17,000.
Wow.
But it'll be something that people have. They'll sign the album. They will get their family photo. It'll probably be their holiday card. So it's really special to see the guys being able to give their authentic selves to help raise money for such a great cause.
And you know what? It's another one that kind of jumped out to me a little bit. And I know that, you know, for the most part, I can't be a part of any of these. But this, when you talk about the passion that players have, paint the field with Lane Johnson. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Because that seems fun, because Lane doesn't seem like he's that serious.
And when I think about grass. He's a farmer.
That's what I was about to say, because when I think about that, I think about the commercial back in the day, the Snickers commercial where the guy was painting the field. Is that basically what we're doing?
So he's going to the field. He's meeting the donor, and they're literally painting the Eagle midfield. He takes a lot of pride in his work with painting in the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're side by side with him, interacting, getting to paint alongside him. And then they do the end zones. And then the next day they get to go to the game on a Sunday and see their work. I've seen Lane tell his teammates, like, I did that. Like, yeah, I painted that field. So I think, like, for Lane, it's something he really enjoys. He may join the grounds crew when he retires. Like, Jason went to ESPN. Lane might join our grounds crew at the Eagles.
I mean, I think that's so cool that you are giving guys the opportunity. Because painting the grass, that seemed like that's a pretty cool thing, Joan. You have to be meticulous. And you have to know exactly.
How many years has he done that?
I mean, that's the thing with, like, every year you're coming up with ideas.
Yeah,
Lane's like, I'd like to paint the field.
My favorite part about it is the first time he did it, he agreed willingly, and then afterwards came to Ryan and was like, I want to do that again. Like, sign me up for next year.
He found his thing. Yeah.
Wait,
and that's the best part, is that then the people who are our donors this year that win the auction item.
So we had repeat donors. So this sod farmer in New Jersey was
the sod father.
The sod father, sure. I don't know.
Is that the guy that messed up the field for us?
No. This is a man.
He's not allowed in Philadelphia.
I'm just making sure. You know, we
so
just
this
got
is a
yeah.
man who is a sod farmer in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, his family won the item. He's from Ireland, farmer, lanes, they connected. He won the same item last year. So they came back with Lane and did the same. That's how great of an experience it was. So, you know, there's a chance for some other family to enjoy this day with Lane.
You just made me think about, what was that commercial? Feed your lawn. When she said, feed your lawn. I just thought about that. But yeah, that's a pretty good item. And this is another one that I'm looking at. Quarterback experience
coming.
With QB1, Jalen Hurts. So tell me about that. With VIP Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts.
That's a great one. They're all great.
We only do VIP experiences.
That's what I'm talking about.
So that you get to come to the NovaCare complex, get a tour. You're on Jalen's turf. You know, you get to see the weight room and their meeting rooms. And then you get to go in our studio and really take the time to have any questions that you have for Jalen. So we had a family that won last year. The kiddos all had their prepared questions. They got to talk to Jalen. And I mean, just the authenticity of having conversations with Jalen about competing, about his interest off the field. He was about to start his foundation and talking about them supporting this foundation and how that inspires him. So it's just a really kind of transformational experience to have with Jalen because, you know, he is so busy and he is like into this game to a point that he's latest out. So it's awesome that he takes the time to engage with our fans in this way. And he doesn't do it that often. So again, this is why it's such an exclusive
item. Yeah, that's why it's VIP because, you know, as we all know, Jalen doesn't have a whole lot to say. And the most times when he talks, it's like pointed cliches. So now you get a chance to sit down. You get a chance to sit down and you get a chance to talk to him and ask him all the questions that you want to ask him.
Well, he's a guy whose time is very valuable, right?
So
he's donating here. It's really awesome. All right, so EaglesRadiothon.com to hop on all of these and bid. Now, Kylie, while we have you, we put together some Kelce brother trivia.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so now listen. I think you'll be fine.
Your husband, we talked to him. He said he has faith in you. He said you got this.
So we threw one of these at Jason a few minutes ago, and he said you're going to be fine with these. All right, so I'll ask you a question. All you have to do.
He sometimes has a lot of faith in you.
Okay, well, we'll see if that faith was warranted. So
perfect.
Each question is just very simple. Jason or Travis, which Kelce brother am I talking about? All right, ready? Number one, which Kelce wore number 48 in high school?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to guess my husband.
You're right, Jason. All right, one for one. Which Kelce's 40 time at the combine was 4.89 seconds?
Travis.
It was Jason.
Was it?
It was. Which Kelce was once compared to a hedgehog by an NFL teammate?
A hedgehog?
A hedgehog.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jason.
Two out of three. All right. Both Kelces were kicked out of preschool. I didn't know this till this morning.
Wow. Got kicked out of preschool.
I feel like that's hard to do.
Jason, two. Two different preschools. Go on.
Which one was asked not to return after refusing to share a checkers set?
Oh, that was Travis.
That was Travis.
That is so bad.
You nailed that one. You know that story.
Yeah, I'm scarred by it. Both of them. Jason was with a spork, so it's a whole thing.
Which Kelce once...
They are from Ohio, though.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They're from Ohio.
Which Kelce once worked as a telephone survey operator?
Oh, Travis.
Got it. Two more. Which Kelce once spent his first NFL paycheck on Marty McFly shoes?
Travis.
Jason was sure you would know that one. Yeah, my husband. Yeah, he was thinking it might have been Jason.
I was thinking Jason.
No, I'll
really
tell you what.
That.
Early on when we were dating, Travis came into town, I think with the Marty McFly shoes, into Philly. And I didn't have a chance to meet Travis that time. But Jason told me after the fact how much he gave Travis, how much of a hard time he gave Travis after Travis divulged how much he had spent on the shoes.
I mean, his first paycheck.
Sure. If I'm not mistaken, they were the Nikes, the ones that he wore in the movie, right?
That
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I remember
those
that.
Are cool those shoes, though.
Yeah, they are.
They're so cool, but
they're
he deserved
expensive.
A little flack
yeah,
for that
I'm
one.
Sure, he did. All right, last one for you. Which Kelce once had an appendectomy?
Oh, my husband, just after the combine.
You nailed it. 6 out of 7. I mean, Jason said you would do well.
No,
you did a good
job. Definitely said you'd do well.
I can take that. That's not bad odds.
Yeah, those are really good. Kylie, we really appreciate it. Ryan, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, guys.
And, of course, being part of the show and helping us raise some money for the Eagles Radiothon.
It all ends tomorrow night.
All right.
5 o'clock. So get the bids in.
Also, y'all better get – hey, listen. All these great – let me just do this real quick. We got some great items. Y'all got to tomorrow. I didn't know it was to tomorrow. Even though it says it right here on the piece of paper in bold letters.
Just like
y'all
we're not giving anything away.
That's what I'm saying. We're not giving nothing away. Y'all need to go out here and bid on some of these items like right now. Tell them where they need to go.
They need to go to EaglesRadiothon.com. And they need to bid on the items or order their Kelce design shirt.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that shirt, man. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you, Kylie.
Thank you,
guys.
There they go. Ryan
Keep up
Hammond.
The great work.
Thank you. Kylie Kelce here with us. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And again, EaglesRadiothon.com to be part of a great, great cause. Brian in Marlton. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Brian. What's up, pal?
Tough to follow that. But real quick, on the apology for Nick Castellanos, I have to – quick question. Are they going to apologize to me? Is Nick and the Phillies going to apologize to me for the stink that they did in July?
Mm.
I took my family down there, spent some money.
His whole family.
Still, he was – yeah. So where – what universe – the Philadelphia fans apologize to their athletes.
Tell them.
Dude, what is going on?
He plant-based Joe, man. He went out there, the invasion of the body snatchers. That's not the Joe that I worked with yesterday.
It's okay to
him
grow.
Him and Kyle. Something's wrong.
So, Brian, here's my perspective. And you don't have to apologize. I'm going to do it for myself. But I went too far in June. I said the guy couldn't play. He did nothing well on a baseball field. He's obviously better than that, Brian. Yes, he struggled. He struggled a lot in a Phillies uniform. But he's at least an average to a probably slightly above average player. And I called him a flat bum. He's better than that. And I'm sorry.
He was a bum. That's the point. That's what we do. When the athletes in this city play poorly, we boo them. When they play up to what we expect, we cheer them. Harper said it. Remember what Harper said?
Yes, I'd boo me too. Yeah, I'd boo me too.
That's right. That's right. That's what we do here in this city.
Now, let me just, Brian, let me say this.
Don't let the brotherly love fool you.
Yeah, this city ain't for everybody, Joe.
I'm not anti-boo, Brian. Boo all you want. Today, Taiwan Walker, boom out of the building if he stinks. I'm fine with the boo.
We got to help Taiwan.
No, help Taiwan.
I can't boo him. I feel bad.
Thank you.
Feel bad. Now you're being plant-based. What are you talking about, feel bad?
It's not his fault they keep putting him out there.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's almost like, yeah, you're right.
It's his fault he stinks, though. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, he thinks he's better than he is. The way
he thinks he's good.
He's Bogarted his way back. To
he
the
did. Brian, it's a good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Now, this is becoming some sort of referendum and we can't be critical. We could be as critical as we want, but if we go over the line, it's okay to say I'm sorry.
You know what? Why this city is beloved by so many athletes is because they, like some, because I can think of one that you know, he's still probably a little bit bitter by the time that he had here. But it's because it's like when you get booed when you're bad, and then you get revered and loved when you play well. That's like a badge of honor, man. That's something that everybody can't play here. Everybody can't deal with the fan base. Everybody can't deal with the pressure that's put on you. And so much so that guys talk about it. And the guys that talk about it are the ones that do not do well here. That's the one thing that all of my old teammates talk about. I remember when I was in Atlanta and I started doing radio. And when I first started, you know how it always starts in the beginning. Oh, this guy stinks. He can't stand it. He's not from here and all this other stuff. And I used to tell people flat out on the air, I'm like, dog, I played in Philadelphia. It ain't nothing nobody down here can say to me that's going to move me off my square because I played in Philadelphia. And as soon as I said that, they knew exactly what I was talking about. It's different here. And it's different here for a reason. And players thrive here because of that. So, Nick, listen, if you're listening, I applaud the fact that you are playing well. About damn time. About damn time.
And they gave him a $100 million contract. Now, part of this is I think he deserves an apology. Part of it is also I want to be able to be excited if he does well in October and cheer for him and not feel like.
So this is about you?
Yeah.
It's always about us.
I get that part.
This is an open forum.
But this is kind of that's a little. I mean, that's not the Joe Giglio that I signed up to work with.
But I am opening the we're opening the forum.
Second thoughts.
Hold on.
like Kyle, I'm here now and I don't know what I'm going to do. This is not the guy that I signed up to work with.
We're opening the forum for others who feel like me to say they're sorry too.
What did I sign up for, Kyle? Well, I mean, I'm talking to Kyle now because I don't know who this guy is right here that I'm talking to. But Kyle, what's happening here?
I mean, Kyle feels similar.
I'm trying to get you to apologize.
I'm not doing that.
Think about how much better October is going
to
feel. You know what? Actually, I had a vision last night.
Is that what it is?
Cassie,
you mean when they were switching your bodies?
Now you're having visions?
Yeah, I had a vision. You want to hear the vision?
Sure, why not?
Castellanos gets the walk-off hit to win the World Series.
That would be great.
And you know what I thought about?
What?
If I didn't apologize first, I'd feel like a hypocrite crazy when they win.
I don't think you would, Joe. I really think
we
would be at the parade cracking beers talking about, hey, and you know we would do what every other fan does. And we would say, Always believed in that guy.
Never a doubt.
never one doubt. That's why I find it so funny. Because I wasn't here. But after that first playoff game against the Falcons, I could just imagine what the radio waves was like here in Philadelphia going into that playoff, like the next game the following week when Nick Foles played the way that he did. And you dodged the bullet.
So I will tell you how it was. It built week by week in the confidence level. Because heading into the playoff game against the Falcons, the confidence in Nick Foles was very low. Mm-hmm. Very low. Then coming out, it was better. Like maybe something sort of magical is happening here. But there was trepidation. He didn't play well in the first half.
Yeah.
But then I'll tell you what, Hugh, by the time we got through that NFC title game, I didn't hear a single person doubting him anymore. It was like it just built and built and built.
That's why I find it hilarious when I sit on this station, I give my expert analysis, which in my mind is expert analysis, and I talk about Nick Foles, and people get mad at me, and the first thing they want to say is I'm a hater.
Yeah,
I just laugh.
Disrespectful.
Because I know for a fact when it was going down, you were not that confident in his skill set until he got to the Super Bowl. And now you want to be that person says you never once doubted him.
No, everyone doubted
Went out and
Nick
bought
Foles.
A Nick Foles jersey the next day. I guarantee you, if we went and looked at the numbers, the day after the Super Bowl, he probably sold more jerseys than any other quarterback in the history of quarterbacks that wore a Philadelphia Eagles uniform.
But now we all acknowledge he's a legend. And
yeah, because yeah. But in the beginning, it wasn't like that.
That's what everyone.
Amen, but that's what I'm saying. It's okay. So you didn't. Nobody apologized for that.
Oh, no one, no one has to apologize.
Ain't nobody apologized for that.
I'm still stuck on Julio having visions. You're hallucinating?
Wait, that's not an hallucination. Okay. You ever close your eyes and have a vision?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Epiphanies. Epiphanies. Is I'm saying it right? Right? Epiphanies?
Epiphany.
Epiphanies?
It's the E's in the
Eminomini.
Front.
Eminomini.
Or what's worse, my visions or John Ritchie sleepwalking eating ice pops?
It's only Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
How do you sleepwalk eating freezing pops, man?
Did you hear what he did this morning?
No.
He brought him to his bed, apparently, and he woke up, and there was like the purple, like it was a purple ice pop or whatever.
So hold on. I have a theory.
Are these freezing pops?
I think John is being framed by his children.
So I thought you were right the other day, but pouring the melted ice pop into their dad's bed, that feels like that's mean. I mean, that's just ruthless.
It's a step too far.
Yeah, it's not funny. I mean, that's too much. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks will join the show in the 1 o'clock hour. Your phone calls, and we have to do a couple things right now. We got another giveaway I'll tell you about in a second, but we do have to get our person in for the league tonight. We have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Best Eagles chant. Get you in. Are you fully confident this Eagles roster? They're better than last year. I'm not. And, of course, Castellanos, are you willing to apologize? It's okay. Just say it. I'm sorry, Nick. I was too hard.
Mm-mm.
Got an hour to go here. You figure it out. All right. We also right now have a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel, September 5th through the 8th. It's awesome here. Tickets on sale, acinwaterboatshow.com. 4-pack of tickets. Caller number one right now, 215-988-1258. Caller number one, 215-988-1258. Wins that 4-pack of tickets to the AC In-Water Boat Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are heading into the most wonderful time of the year. It's football season, y'all. And what's on the menu for football?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precision. precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.